Hello, it's the 12th day of April, and on your WSIU Almanac, today in 1988, the first patent for new form of life. Locally, starting off with some blood drives. Give blood starting at 10 this morning at Carbondale Law School, or in Richland County, you can donate blood this coming Friday at the only fire department between 2 and 6 p.m. Oh, by the way, the city of Carbondale is teaming up with a consultant to create a strong brand for the city, and you're encouraged to give your input. Get in touch with the city's public relations officer, Amy Fox, at 618-559-1939. Or you can visit brandingcarbondaleil.com. Carbondale will be filled with creative writing of all kinds at the Little Grassy Literary Festival of Arts, April the 12th through the 14th at Morris Library's Guyon Auditorium. As always, the festival features professional writers and prose experts from all around the country. For more information, see the flyer on our website. The Little Grassy Festival is sponsored by the SIU Graduate Writers Forum. And that's the WSIU Almanac for this 12th day of April. Enjoy your day. It's Wednesday, and here is your WSIU Almanac. Today in 1877, the catcher's mask was first used in a documented baseball game. In the 2,500th episode of Entertainment Tonight, aired on this day in 1991. Locally, movie nights at the Cache continue with a free movie tomorrow night at the Cache River Wetland Center, located on Route 37 in Cypress. The movie? Hummingbirds, Jewels of the Air. And the Heron City Library will be the site for a lecture by Charles Swedlin, a retired professor of photography from SIU Carbondale. He'll be there on Friday, April the 21st at 2. To give a lecture on mammoth cave drawings that he's spent many years photographing. Swedlin has lectured and exhibited all over the world. His work is in the Bibliothèque Nationale in Paris, the Getty in Los Angeles, and the Kyoto Museum of Modern Art in Japan. This is a part of the Heron Area Historical Society's guest lecture series, and the presentation is free and open to the public. Again, Friday, April 21st, 2 p.m. at the Heron City Library. And that's the April the 12th WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.